Hey guys, it's Leni back with another podcast. But before we even get started into that, you know the routine, like, comment, follow, email me at asksex1989@yahoo.com, asksex1989 for questions that you want me to answer, topics that you want me to discuss, a story that you may want to tell me that you wouldn't mind me saying over the air. Well, today is Monday, so this is my first podcast of the week. And in New York City right now, it is super, super, super snowy. Super Bowl was yesterday, the Seahawks won. Woohoo, I don't give a fuck. The only thing that I cared about was Super Bowl night sex. That's it. But anyway, I got an email. Well, actually, I got this email a couple of days ago, but I was like, you know what? Let's just make this podcast all about it. So, this young lady wrote me. She is 22 years old and she's in Canada. This is crazy. She says, "Hello, Leni. My boyfriend wants me to get a tongue ring. His friends have been putting it in his ear that it makes head 1,000 times better. Is it true and do you agree? I want to please him like you preach in your podcast. Also, do you have any piercings? And if so, where, and does your boyfriend enjoy it?" Okay, first and foremost, I do 110% believe in pleasing your significant other, your husband, your spouse, your partner, whatever. But at the same time, if it's something that doesn't make you feel comfortable, you shouldn't have to do it. And they should know automatically that, listen, this is not something that she enjoys. It's not something that is going to make her feel comfortable. And that's the thing with sex. You want it to be natural and comfortable. You don't want it to be weird, you know? Also, you know how when people say it's not the size of the guy's dick, it's the motion in the ocean? That is 110% true. He could have the biggest dick on the planet and be hitting all up in your guts and it's not making you come. It doesn't feel good. And his dick could be about 4 or 5 inches hard and he could be hitting all the right spots to make you come millions of times. So, some women never had to have any type of piercing and they please their man, you know? Now, me, I got my tongue pierced when I was 18. My mom freaked out. And I felt like this, listen, I'm 18 years old, I'm an adult, I can do what I want. No, not when I was living in her house. But after I got a job and moved out, I re-got it done. And I was not sexually active, believe it or not, until I was 20 years old. Nothing. The only thing that I had ever done up until I was 20 was kissing. So my boyfriend that I have, I've been with him since I was 20. So I lost my virginity to him and I've done everything with him only. So my tongue was pierced before I even met him. So like I said, I was 18. And then I got the tip of my tongue pierced when I was 19, going on 20. I was in college and one of the girls that I went to college with, she was a lesbian. She was really pretty though. And me and her, we became friends and we were cool. And she wanted the straight barbell tongue ring that I had and I wanted the one that she had, which is the tip. So we were supposed to go together to go get it, but she went without me. This is how it was. You know, us being young, like it was catty kind of, but we were still friends. And she was saying, "Oh yeah, I went and got it done." And I'm like, "Well, I went and got it done too." Because she didn't want me to get it done. She wanted to one up. So, got that. Then I got my lips pierced. I think I was 21 at the time when I got that. And I didn't tell my boyfriend. I just, you know, surprised him when he came home and I had them done. I got those done twice. Because the first time, I only had one side done. And I didn't have the other side done. And to me, it just didn't look even. So, I took that out. Let it heal. And then I went back and got them both done. Don't ask me why I did that. I should have just got the other side done. Don't ask me why, but I did. And then nipples. I got that about a year ago. Clitoral piercing I had when I was 21, but I took it out because, you know, one, it's gonna take forever to heal. You can't have sex, you can't do anything. And then, you know, us being women, you know, when that time of the month comes, that's just, you don't want to have something extra to clean and make sure it's okay. So I didn't do that. So I'm gonna say that it's partially true. If you know what you're doing and he likes that, he prefers you to have a ring, I agree. If you can do it great without it, fine. They even have tongue rings where they're magnetic ones that you can put in, and they will not come out unless you remove the magnet from underneath your tongue. So you can buy those and try it out and see if you like that before you go and get your tongue pierced, because it is a healing process. It is not a pleasant healing process, especially if you don't have a high tolerance for pain. So if you can't stand a tooth coming in, don't get your tongue pierced, okay? But if you feel like, look, this is something that I want to invest in, then by all means, I'm saying go for it. But I am a creature of habit and I like to research everything. So before you even go and get it done, research this piercing to see if it's something that you want in the long run, okay? Because you can chip a tooth. I've done that before. And then you're spending like $100, $200 to get a little teeny chip fix. Or, you know, you don't want to keep the same ring in. You want to spice it up. You want to get gold in the dark ones, so it costs money. And then if you want really quality jewelry for inside of your mouth, because it is your mouth, you know, you want to get gold, you're going to be paying like $100 to $200 for each piece of jewelry that you have. So keep that in mind. Also, if you feel like this is going to help you guys' relationship, do so. But also have a conversation with him and say, listen, I want you to be satisfied. I want it. Ask him if he'd get one for you. And if he says no, then you know what your answer should be for him. But if he says yes, why don't you both go together and get it pierced? That's what I think. Piercings do add a little spice to your relationship because it's different types, like I said. You can get the ones that vibrate. You can get the ones that have like these little soft massagers on it. And you could just see him go crazy while you're sucking his dick and you have that piercing. Now, the one that I have on the tip of my tongue, I use that when I'm like circling the head of his dick or licking his nipples or licking his mouth or licking his balls or whatever. So that will be pretty good if you want to use it for that. So I hope this answers your question as far as if you want to get it or not. And if you want to get it pierced, like I said, you do it because that's something that you want. Don't get it just because he wants it and then, you know, God forbid you guys break up and you don't have it anymore. Honestly, this is the most unvulgar podcast that I've made so far. I gotta find a way to like make this a little more I was taking a bath yesterday. This is just a little piece of extra commentary since I haven't done a podcast in a couple of days. But I was taking a bath the other day and a friend of mine had gave me this new vibrator that she wanted me to try out. It's 110% waterproof and it plays music. And it could be any music that you want. You could sync it to your iPod. So I was like, oh shit, I'm gonna so try this. Now, when I was in the tub and it glows in the dark, everything. So I was like, you know what, I'm so ready to use this. So I have my laptop, which I have a laptop that's kind of like built into like the wall so that I can, because I'm the type of person that I like to be in the tub for hours. So I was happy that I had that. And I was in there, you know, I was like, you know what, this shit is great. I used it and then it stopped working. So I'm sitting there like in the tub, like almost ready to come, and I don't want to use my hand. I want to use the vibrator. Vibrator's not working. I don't want to fit it with it too much because I'm in the tub and I don't want to electrocute myself. So Super Bowl was, I think it was halftime or almost over, and I had bubbles all over me and I was sudsy and wet, and I just got up the tub like that with no towel, and he was in the living room, and he was like, babe, what are you doing? And I was like, I'm gonna show you what I'm doing. And I basically forced him, well, I didn't force him, but I stood up on the couch over him and I basically put my pussy in his face to make him lick it to finish making me come. Then after he did that, I was ready to fuck. So I didn't, neither did he get to finish watching the rest of the Super Bowl. But who cares, okay? You can go on YouTube and look at that. But anyway, I hope I answered your question. I'm super surprised that this is an email from Canada, but I hope that I answered your question and that you understand that a piercing is something that you have to commit to. If that's what you want, then you do it, because it's a grueling process as far as healing goes. But in the long run, it'll start paying for itself. So research it before you go and get it. But thank you so much for that email. I appreciate it. So guys, I'm gonna say this one more time. Like, follow, comment, email me, asksex1989@yahoo.com, asksex1989@yahoo.com, and always be willing to please your partner. But not only please your partner, but please yourself. Because if you're not enjoying it to please you, then you're not going to do it right. And make sure you always keep a satisfied appetite. Okay? Always keep an appetite for sex. I always do. Until next time, guys.